You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Able Force Rumbullion Rum and Love Bucket 309 K Road. Rumbullion? Is that right? Should have read that first.
Indeed.
Hey, we've got Cassie here from Love Bucket 309 K Road to make us a Rumbullion, Able Force Rumbullion Rum cocktail.
Thanks for having me again, team.
Oh, hey.
We're just saying off air that the last drink that you made last Thursday was like a pure 10 out of 10 number.
Yeah, that one went off. I don't know if it was just because it's delicious or maybe if it was the little plug on here, but yeah, that guy exploded after that. That's pretty much all I made all weekend.
Nice.
I like how John used the word pure. Bring that word back.
Pure.
Yeah, it's good. Sounds good. Sounds good out of your mouth.
Pure New Zealand.
Yeah, that's great.
I was going to say, I think you guys are trying to bring that back.
Now you've got some Rumbullion.
I do indeed. I have Rumbullion again.
Oh, you brought that little Kermit squeezing thing as well.
Yeah, this is my little Spanish Kermit.
Oh, okay. It's just to say, hey, lime's going here, nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually get fired if we put anything.
Do you even know what you're grabbing anymore? John will just grab a bottle and like pop it open and look at me.
You were a bit snatchy last week with the drinks.
It's a sweet old rum, this Rumbullion.
Oh, nice.
It's got, like, what is this, what leaf is that around it? Do we know? It's like, yeah, but it's supposed to be like a, I guess it's imitating some crap.
Anyway, Cassie, don't let us distract you from your craft.
Right.
Which is cocktail making. What are you gonna make?
This week I'm making the Storm de Bonon for you guys. So this one's kind of a variation on the old classic Dark and Stormy. So I think we did briefly talk about Dark and Stormies last week, but
rings bells.
Yeah, your basic Dark and Stormy is like a rum demerara, little bit of mint for garnish.
Ooh.
Ginger beer, Angostura bitters kind of situation. So this guy is actually made with a like three spirit blend that we pre-batch at work though. So that's got the Plantation 3-Star in it, which is a white rum, and then the Plantation OFTD, which is like a traditional dark overproof.
Okay, that's why it's like a sort of in between.
Yeah, she's kind of a bit of a toffee color. And then it's got this like banana liqueur in there from Briote.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, she's a bit fancy.
A little bit of nana.
Yeah, a bit of nana in there. So if you're a nana fan, this one's definitely for you.
I actually just recently watched someone fall over on a banana peel. Slip on the
internet. You're really going to enjoy this then.
I'm into bananas.
Yeah, this is quite nostalgic for you.
Here we go, a little bit of insight into what Big Hungry does on the internet.
That's vintage comedy though. It's tried and tested.
Yeah, good. All right, well this one's just for you.
There are limes though.
There's always limes.
Do you know roughly what you paid for them?
Oh, they're in season, mate. $6 a kilo.
Bloody, that's good, isn't it, for limes?
Yeah.
Let's talk about limes and the price of limes for a little bit. It's always what you do, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, look, I'm always really excited when I have them. I think I said this last week. It's always a bit of a dream in the bar when you're surrounded by limes and then you go home and you realize
that
they're
just... What did you pay for the limes? That's what I've got to know at all times.
I don't know. What would we be paying for?
They look like a lot of juice.
They're very good limes.
Good ratio of skin to juice.
Quite nice colour as well, especially this guy.
It's almost, that'll fight with a Fiji almost. I'm confused at this point.
Yeah, look, that's what they try to do.
That's good.
Now, this is going to be, look, I'm guessing it's going to be built in the glass.
This one is built. We're not shaking this week.
This is a highball?
Why are you taking notes?
It is indeed.
John's taking notes.
Because I have to podcast it later. Easier.
I just thought you were
going to
do some test at
the end.
He's
just a good student.
Yeah, no, that's good.
He takes very thorough notes. It's quite good.
Left-handed.
But... yeah, this one's a little bit easier to put together at home this week. You obviously still need your little Spanish elbow for the squeezing.
It's good.
But yeah, it is a pretty basic build, which is always helpful. So this time you're squeezing an entire lime and the husk is left in too at the bottom there. So try and squeeze it out as much as you possibly can and then drop the husk in.
The husk.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that
it's
word.
Good,
I was waiting
good.
For a comment on that. And... after that, what we usually do, pop a little bit of ice in there.
Is there any risk of any pips or anything being in there or not fussed?
Well, the thing is, because you're sort of building...
I'm not fussed, it's just me. I just know that John, sometimes these things can really upset John.
So. John doesn't get any then. Not really, because of the way that it's built.
Yeah.
you've kind of got everything stacked at the bottom, so you're not really going to be at risk. Yeah. And ideally, you're not using a straw with it either, so it's just like a sipping kind of cocktail.
That's great news, because straws are no good.
Yeah, look, if you're getting to the husk, I'm going to assume that you're kind of tipping the glass up straight into your face. And so you're probably going to get a barrage of things before you get any pips or anything like that. But on top of that, you're putting in the ginger bitters. So you want to do a heavy dropper of the Buck Spice ginger bitters.
Would you just call that like a half a syringe? Is that what that is? What is that thing?
Probably.
A dropper flute? What do we call that?
Sorry. What sort of bitters is this?
So this is the Buck Spice ginger bitters. You can give it a little smell if you want, guys.
You've really taken notes, haven't you, mate?
He's so good though. I like it.
It's a good, nice deep blue bottle. Really sort of a classic potion bottle, that one.
It is quite, we're going back to the apothecary kind of again.
Remedy scenario. Yeah. It needs a fig leaf around it. It needs more fig leaf.
And then we've got old familiar from last week. We're using the tiki bitters again. So that's basically like your allspice.
Oh, that's quite red.
A little bit of a cinnamony kind of flavor to it. But you can have a smell of that one. It's just got like a baking spice thing.
I'm not really getting any ginger on the ginger spice. Is that just because it's so concentrated?
Once it's like in it's... there, yeah. And once it starts mixing in, especially because we're using ginger beer in this as well, you'll really start to be able to identify this sort of thing.
Would you also say you chucked in a heavy dropper of bitters?
Absolutely, yeah. You want to do like three dashes of each.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
And at that point,
Kit's self-administering over there in the corner. On what are you up to, mate? You all right?
He's beyond.
Keep an eye on Kit, everyone.
All right, and then we're doing 50 mils of the blend, which
looks like tea, but is not.
Definitely a better surprise than tea.
Okay. Just once more, 50 mil of, it was like
50 mil
rum
of the blend, yeah.
This
so
is the part where it's like, you're going to have to go to Love Bucket to get this.
Is this an equal blend? So it was Plantation.
Yeah, so this one is a white rum, overproof dark, and then banana liqueur. So once you've mixed that down, you've got the liqueur. 50 mils, yeah.
Has
super
John
tasty. It's very, very strong. Once you actually like get in there.
John, you're a big fan of banana candy.
Yeah, I love banana candy. I'm not
going to
lie.
Which is rare in humans.
In humans.
I'm really getting the
banana.
It's kind of like a licorice buzz, I reckon. It's like a real polarizing flavor. A synthesized flavor, should I say.
There was white rum, overproof rum, and banana liqueur.
Yeah, so the white rum is...
My reason for getting you involved was to pass me the bottle at some point.
The white rum is the three-star rum.
This
so
is quite
front it's got,
foot.
Yeah, it's very obvious once you start getting
smells,
the nose in
it
there.
It smells nice, though.
But it's got a Barbadian rum in there, Trinidad, and also Jamaican rum.
Wow.
So that's kind of the idea. It's new rum, old rum, and there's like a few different types of
something
white
borrowed,
rum
something
there.
Blue.
Yeah, there's like four different types of rum in there too.
If you're
so
at
it's
home
quite unique.
And you don't have four bottles of rum on
you
the
might,
shelf.
No, but I think you just mix anything at that point. I think it's sort of like your best little rocket fuel scenario with a bit of banana.
Okay, all right.
I'm probably not going to 100% endorse rocket fuel on
I'm
the radio.
I'm assuming mum and dad aren't home at Big Hungry's house at this stage. So.
All right, and then at that stage, we are throwing in the East Imperial ginger beer.
Lovely.
That is a really tasty ginger beer as well. You can
give
that one a sniff.
Some batans in here.
Oh, yeah, that's quite nice.
Yeah, she's your classic ginger beer. But
I'm actually tasting now. I've gone for the taste.
That one ties in obviously really well with the ginger bitters, but the lime too, especially fresh lime, is really complimentary. The rums as well. The white rum identifies really well with the banana flavour too. I think it's the Jamaican rum that identifies really well with banana flavours. So
good
they
on.
All kind of tie in really nicely together.
Good on East Imperial for going with the orange label.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
It's great. It's full commitment at that point.
And then for your garnish, we've actually got some dried banana chips here, which are pretty accessible.
I do love
pretty
a banana
sure
chip.
You can get them in almost any store. I think they can definitely be sourced in the Asian supermarkets.
Yeah, they're around.
Pretty
they're
easy
around.
To come by.
I'm a big fan of the real thin ones, though. You know, the sort of crispy ones, the kettle fry scenario.
They're quite good. They garnish really well, too. So you want to put like a good handful of those in there. And then we actually get
a
nice little piece
of
nutmeg and kind of shave some of that over the top. I would shave some cinnamon on there for you, but unfortunately I've run out of the cinnamon, but that's also a serving suggestion. Not too much cinnamon though, because it's quite aggressive.
Is there like a...
Was there some sugar in there as well at some point?
No.
No,
this
okay.
One, it doesn't really need sugar. When you use anything, basically if you're using a liqueur, it's probably not
that
well advised
is,
to... Yeah, that's the thing. Like a combination of a liqueur, especially banana, which is quite sweet, and then getting the overproof rum in there, you don't really want to put sugar syrup in there. Otherwise, it's going to be a little bit too overpowering, especially a banana flavor is quite strong on its own.
John, you've just delayed us getting the drink by asking that question.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're ready to go.
It's nice and tall.
It's even almost yellow, right? It's kind of buzzing me out, or is it just some kind of optical illusion? Oh, there's something to happen yet.
There we go.
Oh, shit, there's something yet to happen.
Some
did you just snatch it away? Oh, I did.
So there's plantation rum going into...
Oh, like a
so
garage.
So this
plantation,
one is
rum
actually
bullion.
The rum bullion float.
Wow.
So that's what gives it the dark and stormy characteristic as well. Okay. So normally you would float with like Angostura bitters.
Do you have to wait for a bit now for it to settle down?
Absolutely not. Get in there.
Okay.
So that's 15 mil rum bullion. That's kind of, you leave a bit of space at the top there and then you just float it in. So you get that like really intense flavor of the rum bullion, but really sweet, like spice rum flavor to begin with.
John's gonna have to sit
and
this, so I move the microphone.
I'm just watching John really struggle at the moment. Oh, you did that delicately. That went well.
Oh,
so that's like
boy,
Madagascan vanilla.
I'm excited about a banana drink.
Oh boy, oh
it's
boy.
Really tasty. Obviously, it's not going to be for everyone, but yeah. I actually really enjoy it, and I would really recommend giving it a try.
Strangely,
once you try it all together, it really ties in nicely, and the lime brings it all back, so it's not this incredibly sweet kind of thing.
It's a...
Because of whom, man?
It's not a clear drink, but, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of... It's
like
in the clear drink family.
Let the record show that I'm doing a gimme-gimme sign.
It's got quite a bit of body, actually.
Absolutely. At the end of it, you've
got
the 50 mils of the blends of rum and liqueur in there, and then that little taste at the end of the rum bullion.
Wow.
It's quite potent.
I don't know if we've just come up, it's because we've come
it's
off
smooth.
A month
it's
of
smooth,
like
though.
Gin and tonics, but I fit we are well, chip. We're deep back into the world of like proper cocktail making at the moment.
I'd like
this
to think
is
so.
Like,
well, you're in the world of Love Bucket,
you
so you're definitely really... in the world of proper cocktail making.
It's a great cocktail when there's a little snack in the cocktail. Have something to eat, you know what I mean?
I actually thought that the first time I made it. It's very rare that you kind of get like
get
snack with
yeah.
it as well.
I'll
so you can kind of pick at it while you sip it. It's pretty special.
You haven't had a banana chip, John? Get in there.
No, I'm just kind of, I'm quiet.
You're letting it float?
This is...
Okay.
Whoa, good.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
It's like a baby with a bottle.
Are we getting the rum bullion?
Oh yeah, totally. I don't know what I'm getting, but it's delicious.
That's pretty good. That's all we can ask for.
It's a smooth customer, this. What was it called again? What do we call it?
So this is the Storm de Banane. So that's the name comes from, obviously, the liqueur that's in it. And it's a throwback to a dark and stormy. So
it's blowing John's mind.
I feel it's kind of like, it's weirdly
stop
almost
looking at me
like
for help.
A dessert. It's kind of like, but when I say dessert, it's, I don't know.
So we like to describe it, we describe this to people as... an incredibly spiced banana bread.
Yeah, it's kind of like some weird sorbet or something.
What is real?
Oh, yeah.
It's so refreshing, though. Once you hit the lime, you've got the banana and the rum as well. It's actually a really awesome drink.
It's,
I can definitely sit
on
them.
It's rad. It's good. It's good to have a banana drink on the menu. Kind
obviously,
of
it's based on a dark and stormy, but I don't understand how someone could come up with that from scratch, because that is uncharted territory for me.
I mean, I can't 100% speak for B, but I'm assuming the banana characteristics in the white rum would have something to speak to, I suppose.
Do you remember when we made cocktails at one time and you tried to make a
banana one?
What did you make? It was like a perky nana or something. It was terrible.
What did
this
you
is,
do to
we,
people?
This is what you should have done.
Yeah. Hey. I'm not that good, though.
Amazing.
Oh, this is going like... This is up there as well. This is just, you know, same.
Do I need to make
you
another one?
Yeah,
I feel like we're kind of at that place now.
I've sort of got the morning off tomorrow, so.
Absolutely. Look, I have quite a lot of ingredients here.
Responsibly.
Hey, so thank you to Rum Bullion or Ableforce Rum Bullion Rum, and thank you to Love Bucket 309K Road. Obviously, being a BFM listener, you'd be very familiar with.
What a victory!
Love Bucket, headlong. Cassie will be making these cocktails for you all weekend long. And
the lime at the end is great. It's got It's
a good little finisher.
See you later, mate.
I have seen
a nice little bite at the end.
Rumbullion at Glengarry's. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And assuming that. Yep. Sweet as, guys.
Thanks, fam.
Thanks, kid.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Able Force Rumbullion Rum and Love Bucket 309 K Road. Rumbullion? Is that right? Should have read that first.